Welcome back to the Audio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week we hear from our Liverpool Foot in the Door Day, which took place at John Moores University in Liverpool. Ella Easterway from Moores Student Radio chatted with some of the guest speakers at the event, and we'll hear from the managing editor of BBC Five Live, Julie Cullen, and presenter Hope Linz from Kerrang Radio. But first, she caught up with Leanne Campbell from BBC Radio Merseyside and the host of Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
I'm Ella Easterway and I'll be doing the Audio Academy podcast at today's Foot in the Door event at Liverpool John Moores University on behalf of Moores Student Radio. I am now joined by the Sony Award-winning host of Ladies of Liverpool podcast and BBC Merseyside presenter, Leanne Campbell. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
How did it all begin for you?
It began by... it was a chance meeting, that's the only way I can explain
really?
It. Someone who'd bought into a radio station in Liverpool and couldn't understand why there wasn't a Scouse woman on it.
Yeah.
And he launched me and... even though I put up a fight because I thought it's not something I could do, I wasn't trained in it, I loved every single second, and
yeah,
that was Juice FM, and then it just went on from there.
And what made you launch Ladies of Liverpool?
Ladies of Liverpool for me was a passion project,
yeah,
purely because at the time, which is now 6-7 years ago, I was working on a commercial radio station.
Okay.
So there's a lot of money involved,
yeah,
and you know, you buy sponsorship,
yeah,
or advertising or airtime, and there were so many stories that weren't being told because...
yeah,
they didn't have the funds for it,
yeah,
and they didn't want to sponsor a show. They just had a message and something they wanted to say. So I decided to create Ladies of Liverpool as a platform predominantly for women,
okay,
to tell their stories,
yeah,
whether it's stories of success or warnings for us or to educate us or fun stories or wherever it may be, but also for men as well.
Yeah.
The idea being, is it something I would like to listen to?
Yeah.
Is it empowering for women? Not necessarily that women are the guests,
okay,
all the time.
Yeah. Speaking of local, what is some advice you'd give to someone from Liverpool specifically who wants to get into broadcasting?
I would say, obviously, find who you are before you sit in front of a mic.
Yeah.
Know what your reasons are, what your opinions are on things, where you come from.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of podcasting that goes on, and sometimes that can come from a place of shock. I want to shock people. I want to say something controversial. I want something that's going to get views or,
yeah,
engagement. And I would say, if that's the understanding of social media or podcasting or where you're coming from, great. You know, you do you. For broadcasting, if you wanted to get into radio, it's not about that. It's more about storytelling. And that would probably be the first thing I'd say.
Yeah.
Get really good at storytelling.
Yeah. Okay.
Even if it's not your own story.
Yeah.
Of being able to convince people that you understand something fully and that's why you're telling them it.
Yeah.
And educate every time you sit behind the mic. I always say entertain or educate.
Yeah.
They're the two things.
Yeah.
If you're doing those, you're going to fly.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
With me now is last year's ARIA Gold winner, presenter and producer Kev Duala. So winning an ARIA is incredible. What does this mean to you?
Wow, it's the BAFTAs of the radio world. So it was incredible that I was only in the breakfast show for 6 months.
Yeah.
And then we got nominated. And then to win it in front of all of those people who are seasonal journalists, seasonal broadcasters. And Ken Bruce comes up to you and taps you on the shoulder. You probably won't remember Ken Bruce, do you? Right? He's a legend radio broadcaster for years and years and years. He is the, you know, the top,
yeah,
of his field. When he taps you on the shoulder and says, "Congratulations, Kevin, I listen to your show, I watch you on the telly," then I just thought, oh my goodness, this is something special.
Yeah. So you did your breakfast show this morning. Doing a breakfast show is very intense. How do you keep the energy up every morning?
Wow. That's just me, I think. Everybody always says, you know, Kev, you're always positive, you always got this energy. Okay, I'll tell you, about 5 years ago, I read a book called The 5 AM Club by Robin Schwarmer. And basically, it's a book about starting your day as early as possible. So getting up at 5 o'clock, writing your journal, doing your exercises and eating properly to start your day off. And once I read that book, it changed my life. So every day I was getting up at 5 o'clock, even before the breakfast show. So when I came to do the breakfast show...
Used to already.
I was used to it already. Yeah, wow. it was no problem for me. Yeah, and it probably helps that I'm a morning person as well, I guess. Yeah. So yeah, life's too short. I mean, you know, you got to take each opportunity and enjoy it.
And we're at Foot in the Door. What do these events mean to you?
Well, they're massive. I wish, you know, when I started in broadcasting, I wish these were available for me. I think it's paramount. I think the more information professional broadcasters can pass on and the tips to get their foot in the door and all of that will then help the future broadcasters. We've got a lot of talented people. I think access and opportunity is key.
Yeah.
So I think the more access and the more opportunity we can give young media students, the more opportunities and the more chance we'll have of fantastic broadcasters.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
I'm now joined by Head of Podcast Strategy at DMG Media, Mike Willer.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Nice to meet you. Where do you see the future of podcasts?
Where do I see the future of podcasts? I think podcasts are always going to be a part of our lives. And I think what is already changing and what's going to continue to change is just the way that people consume them.
Okay.
So, you know, we moved away from it being something that you only listen to on a very specific app on your mobile phone or your iPod, which is why it's called a podcast in the first place.
Yep.
What defines a podcast is changing. So a really good example is I spoke to my nephew the other day and said, what podcasts do you listen to? And he listed off about three. I said, where do you listen to them? He said, oh, I watch them on TikTok.
Okay.
Right. So I think the format, which is like a conversational format, if we're excluding narrative shows, lends itself to short form platforms. So you could consume a podcast over sort of 10 shorter form clips and you'd have consumed the podcast. You know, whether that's a good thing or not, you know, it's up for debate, but I think that's the future. I think the definition of what a podcast is going to change, and how people consume them will also change and evolve with general consumption habits.
And what advice would you give to someone who wants to get into podcasting, or specifically producing podcasts, I guess?
Producing podcasts. I mean, it's a really low barrier to entry industry, so anyone can do it. If you've got access to a microphone, you can be a podcast producer or you can be a podcaster, right? So I think there's no time like the present. I think if you want to be a podcast producer, start producing a podcast. That could be for your mates, it could be for yourself. If you've got an audio editing background, say you work in radio already, I think there's an entry point into podcasting by saying, hey, I'll do the cut down version of the show that's going to be put up on the app for later. Getting into it, I mean, there are loads of opportunities. I think a lot of the work as a producer in podcasting is primarily freelance or contract based, especially if you have less experience. If this is your first gig, freelance work is going to be your way in. But, you know, speak to people out there that are making podcasts that you admire and you like. Get to know those people. Go to as many events as you possibly can. Go to meetups. Go to, you know, if you're able to get into an award ceremony or a conference, you know, there's a big show every year in May in the UK called the Podcast Show.
Okay.
That's a really, really good way into the industry as well. Just meeting as many possible people as you can.
Yeah.
Again, it's just like, it's always this. It's networking and actually doing the job. Like, just do it. Show people that you can do it. And then hopefully it will go on from there.
Yeah.
No guarantees, but, you know.
Well, perfect. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Thanks. Cheers.
I'm now joined by BBC 5 Live Managing Editor Julie Cullen. What is the hardest editorial decision you've had to make?
That is a tough one. without going into specifics, I think the hardest editorial decisions are always around things that where with the journalism, you want to tell a story and explore a topic and an idea, but there are obstacles to you telling the story in the way that you want, whether that's impartiality or editorial standard rules. They're not obstacles, but they're the sort of boundaries within which you have to tell those stories.
Yeah.
And sometimes people kind of want to race to the end without going through due process. You know, it's, but I want to tell this story and I know this is the truth. But the role of the BBC is, trust is the most important part of our relationship with the audience. So it is about absolutely making sure that you're being fair when you tell a story. And even the people that you think shouldn't have a voice or a say in their role of how this story has evolved have to be addressed, have to be given a right of reply.
Yeah.
So sometimes it can be laborious, you know, to get a story told properly and fairly. But to my mind, that's what makes the story much more powerful, is that people have gone through the right processes to make absolutely 100% sure that they are being fair to everybody involved.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I'm now joined by Kerrang Radio presenter Hope Lines. You won Golden Award for Best Presenter and Best Speech Programming at the SRA Awards in 2023. Can you tell me what that meant to you?
Oh, it meant so much. I was a part of Student Radio Association for like 3 or 4 years. So I was very involved with the awards, and it was actually at the end of my master's that that happened. So it kind of felt like a full circle moment to kind of finish student radio with that kind of recognition. I know it's only like an award, but sometimes having someone tell you that you are good enough is like, oh, okay, maybe I can do this. So yeah, that was really special.
Thank you so much.
That's all right.
With me now is BBC Radio Merseyside producer Helen Bramford Wakefield. Yeah. You produced the Paul Beasley Saturday Breakfast programme on BBC Merseyside.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Oh, right. Where do I start? Basically, me and my mate Bees have a great laugh on a Saturday morning. I've only known him about 2.5 years, but I feel like I've known him forever, and we get on really, really well. So historically, I am a presenter. I was a presenter for many years on commercial radio. Okay. And then when I came to the BBC, a sort of new opportunity was presented to me to move more into production instead. As with a lot of BBC output, when you're the producer, you're quite often on air as well.
Yeah.
So I sort of become Paul's co-presenter, really, and we have a great laugh together. So, yeah, it's a mixture of guests and music and yeah, whatever's going on in the day, really, nice. Yeah.
You also host Voices of Fostering podcast?
I do, yeah.
Do you prefer podcasting over live radio, or like what's some of the main differences? Obviously one's live, but
I think live radio, I know podcasting has become so big now, and I understand that because you can listen to it on your terms, can't you?
Yeah.
You can choose something that you want to listen to, and you can listen to it whenever you like. Yeah. You can stop it and then start it again. But there's something much more immediate and exciting about radio for me, you know, that live aspect, really. You don't know what's going to happen, if something's going to go wrong, if something hilarious happens, which quite often it does with me and Peter. And you never get that excitement in podcasting because obviously it's also edited.
Yeah.
So I'd say I would still always choose radio.
Nice.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
I'm now joined by presenter and producer Paul Beasley. What is your favourite thing about presenting and producing separately?
I think it's the thing I like to do is hopefully build a relationship with the listener.
Yeah.
And I say listener singularly, not listeners. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're fortunate that we're in a position that the show that I do with Helen, who's also presented at the event as well, is that we've got the most listened to Saturday breakfast show on any BBC local radio in the country. But what we've got is one listener sitting at the other end of the device, whatever that may be. And I think it's just trying to be me and trying to develop a relationship with that listener. And hopefully the only way you can see whether that works is in the messaging you get from listeners.
Yeah.
But hopefully it works, and hopefully people will keep listening. But that's the thing I enjoy most, is just trying to build that friendship and that communication with the listener.
A lot of people struggle with being authentic in this industry. How do you find your voice?
I think it's a really, I mean, it's a blatantly obvious one, but you just have to be authentic, and you have to be prepared to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
People like celebrities, but for every celebrity, there's also somebody who hates them as well, no matter who they are. And I think the best thing to be is yourself.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I'm now joined by Mike Cass. I wanted to ask, so obviously we're at Foot in the Door today. What do these type of events mean to you?
Partly it's a chance to give back.
Yeah.
As a 13-year-old, I was given the chance by a couple of presenters to go in and create my career. And I've always been very grateful for that. I do think that there's a big gap in the world in general between the haves and the have-nots. And I don't think not everybody has the opportunity to chase the things that make them happy. So the reason I love coming to things like this is it's a chance to make radio not so London-centric, to kind of bring it to a community, to let people go, actually, maybe this is something I can do.
Yeah.
And then you also get massively excited by it because you sit there and you think, oh they're going to be brilliant.
Yeah.
It was at the Foot in the Door event in Sunderland that I met Luke Carr, who works at Spark, and heard his demo, which then won him the best newcomer at the Student Radio Awards, helped him tweak his bits that got him, you know, the winner of Demo Factor at this year's conference. And all I'm doing is kind of suggesting a couple of things. So he's got huge talent.
Yeah.
And that makes me excited that that's about to enter the industry. Kind of makes you go, oh, well, you know, I can help him get to do what will be his dream come true.
Yeah.
There is no better feeling in the world.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask, do you have any advice for someone trying to find their voice as a presenter?
I think it's such a cliche when people say be yourself.
Yeah.
Because I think finding your own voice is hard. And I don't think it's all right to turn around and say be yourself. But I think admitting how long sometimes that takes, you know, and recognizing that parts of you change as you get older. So yeah, it's be yourself. But don't give yourself a hard time if you're not quite sure who that is yet.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm now joined by award-winning podcast producer Bethany Madden. So you do producing. How do you decide what stays and what goes?
Good question. I guess it depends on what it is that you make in, first of all. Like, how long do you really need it to be? But I think, like, my boss once told me, I remember Andrew Wilkie saying that always make the decision based on the content. Don't be trying to be like, it's got to be 60 minutes and then I'm going to cut it down to that. Like, you want to just pick your best bits and work around that. Like, that is what should be in the content ultimately. I think, like, I don't know, I guess you just get an ear for it all the time of, like, these are the nuggets and these bits actually, we can lose a bit of this. But I think with Life After Prison in particular, and I guess, like, podcasts generally, that kind of show, like, you also want to, like, keep it real and leave a little bit of that stuff in. Like, you don't want it to just be chop, 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 chop. Like, you want a little bit of space and a little bit of cushion so that it can have that kind of relaxed feel as well.
Yeah. We're at a Foot in the Door. What do these events mean to you?
These events are really, like, I love being a part of this and I'm really happy to be here today because I just think whatever I can do to share the whatever knowledge that I've got from my time in the industry and help people getting into it, it means a lot to me because I think, like, I would have loved to be at something like this. Like, this whole student space and everything you've got is so cool.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to, like, be a part of it and just, like, help people wherever I can in whatever way.
If you had just one piece of advice for aspiring producers, what would it be?
I think be proactive. That is the key word for me, be proactive. Okay. Yeah. Like, sit down and think about, what do I want to make? Where do I want to be? What are my favorite programs? How can I get in touch with people from those programs? Like, think outside the box, because that's what you're going to have to do as a producer. Yeah. Like, being a producer is essentially just being a problem solver. So just think on your feet, get yourself in the places where you need to be.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Joining me now is commercial lead at Podcast Discovery, Hannah Southern. How did you get into podcasting?
I kind of knew I wanted to get into podcasting. Like, that's all what I was really passionate about, what I was always talking about to my friends. But I kind of didn't really know how to, basically I was doing like account management and I didn't really know how to kind of, get into podcasting.
Yeah.
So I created my own podcast newsletter to kind of write recommendations and reviews and things on podcasts. And yeah, it allowed me to kind of connect and really understand the podcast industry and how it all worked in the UK. From that job, I went into Message Heard and became kind of a content strategist for their branded podcast element of their business and helped them kind of develop shows for some of the UK's biggest brands, which is amazing.
Nice. Thank you so much. That's it.
Oh, that's it.
Okay, I'm now joined by our very own Josh Smith. How are you?
I'm good, Ella. How are you doing?
Good. So, how did you find the event?
Really, really useful, actually. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Spoke to a lot of people in places that I want to be at.
Yeah.
And, you know, gave my email to a few people. So, hopefully, it leads to some good stuff. But, yeah, it was really, really useful. Did what they said they were going to do. And, I was very happy.
Nice. Networking, talks, everything. So, yeah,
absolutely,
nice.
Yeah.
What's your big aspiration?
My big aspiration is to be able to have my own radio show for the Champions League final. And I'm interviewing somebody at the stadium.
Nice.
That's my big aim.
Nice.
So, yeah, if I can get onto, like, Five Live or something and maybe I can do some, like, sort of interviews and bring those into a show for a big game of football and just show my passion of football to everyone.
Nice.
Big aim.
Nice. And you are going to be head of Drive Time next year?
Is that correct? Yeah,
we'll How are you feeling about that?
I'm excited, actually, yeah. I've really enjoyed Drive Time this year.
Yeah.
Was not expecting to be on it, but I am there, and it was good fun. So I hope to, you know, bring some more people into it.
Definitely.
Get some more experience for them, and hopefully learn a bit about like managing and things like that. So nice. It should be good.
Nice. Thank you. I'm now joined by LJ. How did you find the day?
It was really good. It was really insightful, seeing people, getting contact, especially kind of speaking to people that you've heard about and you've known about and you've learned all this information, having them in front of you, having a genuine conversation, it changes your whole perspective on things.
Yeah. And did you find the talks useful as well?
Yeah, the talks were amazing, really kind of giving you an avenue of how to get into the industry and make it rather than a dream, actually like a career path, which was amazing.
A big thank you to Ella Easterway for this week's podcast. Keep an eye on our website for more Foot in the Door days in the autumn. Our Birmingham social is on the 1st of July in collaboration with our friends at Punch Records. It's at the Old Library, Gibb Street, Digbeth in Birmingham from 6 until 9 p.m. And Lauren Redfern from BBC Radio 1 will be in conversation. It's free for Audio Academy members, and non-members can sign up for just £4. Go to our website, audioacademy.org.uk. There's still time to get replica Arias trophies. Go to audioacademy.org.uk/Arias/replica to order yours before the 30th of June. Next week, we meet the last of our new fellows when I chat to the founder of North Media Talent and the Audio Academy's executive producer of Foot in the Door and the festival, Chris North. I'll see you next week.